I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, along with our friends from Tough Tested. Tom Buskey is here. Tom, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. I'm well, too.
You know, this is really great. First of all, we want to say hello to Facebook. Hi, Facebook.
Hey,
we're
Facebook.
Live.
Hey, y'all.
And good morning to you. If you're in the area, please come on down to the Dallas Convention Center. The K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center is open for the entire trucking industry today. And today is the final day. So come on out and see our friends from Tough Tested. Right now, we've got all of these great items in front of us. All the cool stuff that you guys bring to shows like this. What do we got?
So stuff that people can actually see as opposed to just being on the radio or
right.
on Facebook. And we thought it'd be a cool idea to bring the products in for the people who can't make the show.
Right.
Things that you don't see in some of the truck stops
right.
and that are available from Tough Tested. So we have a lot of things flashing here. We do a lot of power banks with utility.
Right.
So these are utility lights that will also charge your phone. This is a brand new piece that we're coming out with. It's kind of cool. It's got multiple flashing modes and steady modes.
Right.
It's also waterproof. It's a really cool, useful tool when you're out there trying to see in the trailer. It's also magnetic on the bottom. So
yeah.
We try to make products that make everybody's life easier,
sure.
especially drivers. This is another one, too. It's a flashlight. It's got an emergency beacon on it. I think my battery just died.
There you go. Nice.
Magnetic base.
Yeah.
So some of the cool things that you don't see in the stores that they definitely don't see on the radio because
right.
it's radio.
Right. And, of course, they can see it and learn more at toughtested.com, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what else we have here? I see, you know, there's the charging, the power banks, basically.
Yes.
A couple of the solar units here. Are these all solar powered in part?
Yeah, these two are both solar battery packs. They'll
all
charge
right.
your phone. They will charge from the sun as an emergency feature. The latest and greatest is Bigfoot, we
yeah,
call it. That's
right.
a 24,000 milliamp power bank. It'll charge an iPhone up to 10 times.
Wow.
It'll do a lot of things. It'll wash your car, I think. It's got all the fast charging.
It'll babysit the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You just ask it. It's kind of like Alexa.
Exactly.
Right?
Just say babysit the dog.
Right.
There you go. What else you got?
So we have a couple of speakers, the Bluetooth speakers. We've got this little guy here who's really compact and waterproof and sounds really, really great.
Yeah.
They both have built-in microphones. So
right.
if you like your music and you like to have your music outside, a lot of drivers will use this in cab as a speakerphone.
Right.
Because it has the microphone.
Sure.
This is another new product, waterproof speaker power bank. I think my battery died.
There you
go. It's got a flashlight on it as well.
Nice.
And it actually floats.
Really?
Should it fall off a boat?
Right. So if you're out there on the lake, it falls over, then you can reach in. Plus a really cool handle there that, I mean, that lives up to the Tough Tested name.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's compact. It's got great sound. And like I say, it is waterproof. Also got a power bank. So
yeah.
if you're out there listening.
The demand for these Bluetooth speakers really going through the roof, isn't it?
It's starting to. And, you know, the addition of putting extra size batteries in so you can charge your phone from them as well.
Right.
It makes it more useful
sure.
for folks out there.
Sure.
And adding the lights to it. So
yeah. Yeah. What else are you showing off here?
So just some of our new Type-C is the newest charging platform.
Right.
For the new Android phones. Eventually it will be in the Apple phones, we hope, as well.
Right. Yeah.
We'll have a universal charge.
In fact, I just upgraded my phone recently in the Type-C charger. And a lot of that, I'm guessing Android pretty much lately is all Type C, right? In the
it
last
will
couple
be going
of years.
That way. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the bad news is you have to buy all new cables. That's
right.
good for me, but
sure.
bad for the user. But ultimately, Type C is a much better connector. It's stronger. It's faster data transfer.
It has a wider footprint.
It does.
Right? And that I'm guessing they were trying to solve that problem on those devices, those Android devices, with those ports being a little bit shaky after a little while.
Yeah, it's not a very robust charging platform. So
yeah.
this takes care of a lot. It's reversible, so you can't get it wrong.
Right.
So it's going to make everyone's lives better, and you won't have to buy cables as often.
Right.
And a lot of great capabilities Type-C has.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
those are out in the stores, a new Type-C charger with dust covers. High-powered, so you can charge. That'll actually charge some of the smaller Type-C laptops as well.
Great, great. So. What are some of the trends right now in the trucking industry in terms of demand? What are you guys seeing?
Sure. So Type-C is what it's all about right now.
Yeah.
Those products are exploding. It'll be incorporated eventually into charging Bluetooth speakers. It's in the Bigfoot power bank. It's got Type-C charging in and out.
Right.
Another advantage of Type-C is that it can charge both ways. The power is bidirectional
right.
as opposed to omnidirectional. So Type-C right now is kind of taking sales by storm. But all these power banks and lights, a lot of the truck stops don't always have the room to carry all of our products.
Right.
So we like to show them here. We show them at the shows. And now we're showing them on Facebook Live.
Right.
This is another cool thing that's really – this was a little too bright for the cameraman earlier. But as opposed to being a flashlight, this is actually a floodlight that'll charge your phone as well.
Wow.
So you can get a nice wide beam of light, great for camping. It's great to see inside the trailer.
Sure.
Drivers really like it. Drivers like flashlights.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, I can see this also in a situation where you're on the side of the road, maybe an unfortunate situation, you broke down.
Absolutely.
Maybe you want to use that as on top of a flare or just be able to see if something's happened with the power inside your truck.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you want to be able to see there. So, again, they can go to toughtested.com.
They can.
And a lot of this stuff, again, you're not going to see in the stores. That's why we wanted to bring it to you on Facebook today. We're going to do more of this at truck shows in the future just so we can show you guys exactly what Tough Tested is doing, because we can talk about it, but you really got to look at this stuff up close and personal. And if you're not here at a truck show like GATS, make sure you go online, go to the website, and you can get all the information there about all these products.
Yeah, you can get really educated from our website too. We just redid it, launched it in May, so there's a lot of good information to tell consumers about technology.
Talking to George and Wendy Parker with the Tough Tested Power Sled that's out there on the road and here at the Great American Trucking Show. Really
Absolutely.
Cool truck.
Yeah, so check out our Facebook and our Instagram, and you'll see pictures of the truck. It's a really cool really cool thing we did this year with George and Wendy.
Yeah, and if you and follow along too, if you know where they're going to be and you get a chance, stop and talk to them. They're great folks, great ambassadors for Tough Tested.
Absolutely.
And that little rat rod on the back is just the coolest thing. It's a great conversation piece. That really cool Freightliner done right by Four State Trucks there in Joplin, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
That tough-tested power sled really living up to its name. It really is. It's been out there. It seems like just yesterday that we were unveiling it there at the Mid-America Trucking Show.
But, in the snow.
Yeah. It's crazy. What a crazy truck show that was. But you can find out more. Follow them on social media. And, of course, go to toughtested.com. As you mentioned, just relaunched the site. Bigger, better, and all the stuff really explained thoroughly there at the website. And you can also make those purchases at the website as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so make sure you do that. So, Facebook, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Tom, brother, I appreciate you being here. And we're going to do more of this here at Future Truck Show so we can show off to everybody who doesn't make the truck show. We can show you exactly what you guys have to offer.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Tough Tested. Thank you, Facebook. Have a
great
day.
Thanks, Red Eye.